Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
Friends and family, and I was looking for some specific stuff that I wanted, and I wanted it fast. I wanted the Amazon experience. If it's not good, I can return and all the thing. And they were like three circumstances, I didn't find what I wanted on Amazon.
Well, there we go.
I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how is this not on Amazon yet?
And then you get that feeling. It's like, I'm going to sell that.
Yes.
I totally get that
totally.
Too.
I get it all the time.
Vanessa, welcome to the Fearless Sellers podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you in studio. For those of you listening right now, we are actually filming in person in the studio, and we're going to have an amazing time. Another thing, Vanessa just flew in from Salt Lake City, so I'm super excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. This is my first time doing this in person, so it is amazing. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's super fun. Yeah, well, I'm glad I get to be your first. I love that. All right, Vanessa, I'll let you give yourself an introduction, but from what I've seen with you, one thing I love is you always say you love the unsexy side of Amazon. And I look at you, I'm like, girl, you're making Amazon sexy. Like, to me, it's the unsexy side becoming sexy. And you got a lot going on, from account management. You're an incredible problem solver. And I know you also do work with Carbon 6.
Yep. Well, as an introduction, my name is Vanessa Hung. For people that don't know me, I'm the founder and CEO of Online Seller Solutions. And we're an agency that helps sellers with those unsexy stuff that happen on Amazon. As a seller, we all know that there are a bunch of issues, a bunch of problems that are not super easy to solve. We're basically going and help you to have the support that you deserve and you need in cases of emergencies or stuff like that. And also, as you mentioned, I'm a community ambassador for Carbon 6, which is one of the roles that I'm enjoying right now. It's super fun to do. It's an amazing company. We have an ecosystem of tools to help sellers achieve the next level of success, right? So I love that. I'm part of the community advisory board, so helping them with the content. What is that we're going to talk about? How can we help sellers? So I keep myself very, very close to the community, so I understand what sellers need. And I believe that that's one of the biggest things that Carbon 6 is doing right. Because most companies, when they get big and they have software, they're like, oh, you know, it feels kind of corporate, right? But they also wanted to they actually want to focus on the other part, which is community. So I enjoy my roles. Like, I'm a CEO, I'm a community ambassador, I'm an entrepreneur. Like, at the end, it's like, the things that I love to do, I do it every day. And that's a fantastic opportunity and blessing.
That really is. You got Online Seller Solutions. You are partnered with Carbon 6. And are you still selling?
No, I stopped selling with the pandemic. So I launched brand in 2019. And that went amazing. Actually, we launched for Q4. Just in September, we sent the first shipment. And it went incredibly well. We ran out of inventory in 3 weeks, what we planned to have for the whole quarter. And then the pandemic hit in 2020, beginning of 2020. And I just, that at the same time, I was starting the agency. And the agency for me is way more fun. Like, it's extremely fun. I don't really like seller problems like logistics. I hate it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to focus on this. And eventually I'll come back. I believe that it is in my future to have a brand. I just don't have the time, or I haven't found a product that I really like to go pursue in the marketplace. So for now, I have that on pause.
Yeah, I completely understand. And you can't be everything, because you're already doing a lot. This is very impressive. And girl, we could talk about running out of inventory. We can do an entire show on running out of inventory. So I'm putting that on a podcast list, because I have some stories to tell on that too. Awesome. Okay, well, let's start with today. So you recently moved to Salt Lake City, where it is currently snowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun cute. Like, I'm from Venezuela. I moved to the States almost 6 years ago, and I landed in Florida, right? So Florida is not as different as Caracas or in Venezuela. It's just like warm and nice. It sometimes gets too hot, but I mean, I love it. I like the warm weather. And then this year, at the beginning of the year, I said, like, I really want to go nomad. I want to, you know, live in different cities that I love. And I visited Salt Lake City for the first time this year. And I'm like, wow, this city is amazing. It's beautiful because you have the city, which is not huge, but you have the city and you have the mountain. Like, you can be in a hike in 5 minutes. Like versus other cities that are like, yeah, well, if you're in Denver, you could go to an amazing hike, but you need to drive like an hour and a half or something like that, right? Salt Lake City is different, and Utah has so many different things. You have the desert, you have science, you have snow, you have another thing. So I said, like, okay, I want to learn how to snowboard. So, and I also want to be a digital nomad. So I can just move to Salt Lake City and, you know, try it out. For now, I've been freezing. Like, it is so cold.
Your blood has to thicken, right?
I don't know.
Is that real?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't checked that. But 2 weekends ago, I learned how to snowboard. So I'm going to be there every week. So now I'm happy. Before, it was like, oh my God, this is so cold. I hate it. But now when it snows, I'm like, please snow more, because I want to go snowboarding. So, yeah.
So you posted this super cool, adorable video of you snowboarding. Oh, yeah. And was that your first time?
Yeah, that was my first time.
I am so impressed, one, that was your first time, and also that you were brave enough to post it.
Yeah.
That is really awesome. And watching that video and seeing you at conferences where we've done competitions, and I could see your drive and determination in that video, and I was like, yeah, that is Vanessa 100%. Like, I see that you want it so bad.
Yeah, very, very competitive. And one of the biggest things for me is that I seek discomfort. So I actually have a hard time being in the comfort zone, which is also a trap, right? Like, my comfort zone is the discomfort zone. Like, every time I'm quiet, everything's going nice, you know, everything's steady, I'm like, no, let's break this. Like, let's move across the country to a place that I don't know anybody, and, you know, that is super cool, super different, and just, you know, keep myself in those scenarios where I need to reinvent myself almost, like, very frequent. And I don't know, I love it, and that's it. It's just experimenting. And I realized this year, or after I moved to Salt Lake, I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to fail in Salt Lake. I don't know if at some point I'll be like, this is too much, I cannot do it, whatever it is. But at least I tried. And I think that story is so important. Like, I'll have so many cool stories for my grandkids. It's like, listen, I will tell you a time where I moved to Salt Lake City. And it's just different. So I do it for that. I do it for the fun. I do it just for the experiences. And I'm not there to fail. That's one thing. It's like, I'm not like, oh, whatever, I'm going to fail. No, I'm there to win for sure. I'm going to be, after this season, I'm going to be doing tricks. I'm going to be doing flips and stuff in snowboarding. You're going to see more videos.
I will come video you doing that. Yeah, I've been snowboarding sure. Since I was 12, and I am now over 40.
Oh.
So I love snowboarding. I don't do any tricks or anything, but I could definitely film you. And perfect. I don't put myself on film, so I'm impressed you did it. I'm so proud of you. One of the things you just touched on is what I'm hearing. It's you get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that, to me, is the heart of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right? It's like entrepreneur endeavors and journeys are so uncomfortable, and you just have to ride the wave and just get comfortable and sit in it sometimes.
Yeah. Go through it. And that's the biggest reasons why I love the Amazon space. Because if you're an Amazon seller, or if you're in the space as a service provider and you get too comfortable, you are obsolete in a month. Like, it is changing so fast.
Very
it's
true.
So crazy. So, you know, I put those together. So at one point, I'm like, oh my God, This is what I like. I need that discomfort. And I live in and breathe in an industry where if you stay steady, you're dead, completely dead. So, yeah, I agree. Like, as entrepreneurs, we need to break things. We need to do different things, to innovate, to, you know, come up with amazing things. I don't believe that if you are an entrepreneur, you are comfortable being in a 9-to-5 steady job that has everything is a written SOP. It's like, you do this, and then you do that, and then you do that. We're different. And that's something that I love about being in the industry, where there are so many people like that, that you are kind of in your own, you know, space. You feel comfortable with those people. And we lose things. Like, I lose being with my sister in Florida, right? I pay prices for that. You pay the price for going into this journey. It's not easy, but it's so fulfilling.
That's a good way to put it. We do pay the price. And it's not that I admire the people with the 9-to-5, because I did that once. I did the 9-to-5 and I was tired of making somebody else money. I wanted to make my own money. And then sometimes it does take over your life and it can become the 24/7, but you're happy and you can snowboard and you do get to run your own life, but you're checking your phone on the ski lift and 100%. You're like, hey, I need to run in. I can't, you know, have that hot toddy right now because I have a call really quick. Mm-hmm. So you're in charge of your life and it is the give and take.
Yeah, totally. What you say, we actually were talking about that yesterday, that there should be a banner in every conference. It's like the people that say that, oh, we're going to teach you how to sell on Amazon. So you quit your 9-to-5. It's like, and then because the 9-to-5 will turn into 24/7. And yeah, for sure. And it's not for everybody. I highly recommend it. It is so fun. It has so many, and that's the other thing, probably for people like us entrepreneurs, we like the ups and downs. Like I have, and every business owner has those amazing weeks that are like, oh my God, I'm crushing it. And then the next week I'm like, I think I'm going to be out of business. You know, like those things are so radically impactful in the way you think, the way you're wired, because you're prepared always for the best and for the bad at the same time. So I feel that life doesn't give you as many surprises when you are always trying to improve or trying to, you know, win over or pass through difficult situations. It's just like, oh, there is a problem we need to solve.
You know? Exactly. Yes. And that's what it is. It's taking the action and solve the problem. Okay, I'm going to create more problems so I have more problems to solve. And then you know your business is actually growing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So I've heard you several times up on stage and you're a wonderful presenter and I love watching you talk about the unsexy side of Amazon. So let's dig into that a little bit. Tell me about that.
Sure. It's so funny that I coined that unsexy term, which I love, by the way. I did it for my, I remember the first time I wrote that was for my bio on Clubhouse. So, and people were flipping and they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Tell me more about it. And I'm like, okay, this is actually cool. I started my journey in e-commerce as an e-commerce manager for another company that had multiple retail stores and they wanted to get on Amazon, right? So I started from day zero for them, for Amazon. Let's you know, build it, do it, whatever. And because they were a reseller, they have stores, they were reselling brand name brands, you know. We didn't have, or I wasn't in charge of pro development or, you know, shipping from China. It was things that we got for the stores and we were reselling online. So my whole role was basically making sure that everything for e-commerce was correct. Therefore, all the unsexy stuff. And I believe a lot of what I consider sexy in the Amazon, to build a business and a brand, is like, oh, that pro development or that like branding side, like designing the logo or designing the brand or making the copy. That's like creative and fun. I'm on the side of like, what are the processes and what are the things and steps that I need to follow for this to be delivered, right? And there are multiple levels of that in Seller Central as an Amazon seller. Like, and that's probably one of the things that sellers are the most.
You're listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. If you like what you're hearing, click the subscribe button. We have new content coming out all the time and you don't want to miss out.
Scared of when they start selling on Amazon. It's like, I did the product research. I have the keywords. I have the product. I have the branding, blah, blah, blah. But I don't even know how to set up the listing. Right. So I specialize on it just because it was the nature of my work. I wasn't looking for it. Like that happened naturally. This is what I need to do. And I'm terribly good at it. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then when I start meeting other sellers in the Amazon community down in South Florida, I start understanding that what I was doing, it was completely alien to a bunch of people. I was like, what do you mean you don't know what a flat file is? Like,
right.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't know what the backend keyword, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. So then as an entrepreneur, I say like, this is a huge opportunity. There is no market for the unsexy stuff. Like there is no people delivering content for that market, for the unsexy stuff. So I'm like, and I love it. So, you know, that put together, I'm like, I'm going to start writing content for Instagram. That was my first step. I said, like, you know what? If I'm going to make this a thing, I'm going to write a piece of content. I remember my first piece. I started an Instagram account and also a Medium. I don't know if you know what Medium is, but it's people like writing blog posts and it looks like a newspaper website, but, you know, it's people writing blogs, basically.
All right, cool.
So that's where I put my first piece up about reimbursements. It's like a 25-minute read because I did the whole SOP. Step number one, step number two, step number three.
All right, that is not sexy.
That's not sexy at all, but it makes you a lot of money. And actually, like, if you know, you probably have a reimbursement service provider that is doing for you or maybe internally in your company.
That's so important.
Dude, we are bleeding money every single month that we are not reconciling that. So that's where those things is like, yeah, there is no offer for the unsexy stuff. There is no knowledge out there for the unsexy stuff. But at the same time, if you don't have those things together or those SOPs or at least the understanding of that's happening, then you basically have a broken system, a broken business, set up for failure. So that's how it started, basically.
And that's how you started Online Seller Solutions.
Correct. So I started, when I realized that as an e-commerce manager, I started consulting a little bit and doing some freelancing work for some sellers. So that was cool. But then it was so much work. And I wasn't advertising. I wasn't doing videos, no TikToks, no dances, nothing. It was just like word of mouth of people in the South Florida community of like, oh yeah, Vanessa fixed that for me. So you should. And then also Clubhouse. Clubhouse also helped me a lot. So that started blowing up. So at the beginning, I said like, okay, I need somebody to help me with the designing of the content on Instagram. That was my first hire, a designer. And then I need an assistant to help me, you know, deal with the emails. And then I trained the assistant to be an account manager. And when I realized that I could train people for that, everything changed. I'm like, we are creating an agency. So it wasn't until probably March or so 2021 where I officially I was officially talking about myself as an agency owner rather than just a consultant, right?
Right. So I don't have side hustle became your full-time
correct.
Job.
Yeah. And that's how I called the agency at the beginning, full-time Amazon. It's like, yeah, I'm doing it full-time. Yeah. So that was a big decision. I remember at that point in my life, I wasn't sure that it was going to work. And I was basically telling this job that I had as an e-commerce manager, I was telling them, you know, bye. I don't want to come here anymore or anything like that. So that was a big risk. And thank God I took it. Like, I'm so proud that I did that and I didn't settle for whatever I was making at that point because this opened a huge opportunity. And for the first, I'll say, 9 months, we were not making a lot of money. We were just paying people. I was at some months we were losing money, but you keep doing it. You keep doing it because you really believe in the thing And now it's huge. Now I have almost 20 employees. I have 19 employees right now, which is huge. I didn't know. Sometimes I compare myself to big agencies and they're like, oh, they have 500. And I'm like, okay, okay. But for a small one person, I don't have a co-founder, which is also that something I did that all myself. It's good.
It's really great. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that was in just 2021.
Just 2021.
And now you're up to 20 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too. That is very impressive. I love it. Let's keep on the topic of unsexiness before we move on. What is your biggest pet peeve in the Amazon industry?
One thing as an influencer or as a community leader in this space, I believe that we, and I'm saying like the good people, because I don't know if you read the story about a big name in the industry that got sued by the
SEC. I have, yes. Okay.
So we have cases like that. And one of my biggest things is like, we are also responsible for that to happen, because we should be talking about it more. So if I see somebody in the Amazon space going to events or advertising on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or whatever and saying like, hey guys, like quit your 9-to-5 because with $10,000, you're going to start, you know, making millions of dollars and getting a Lambo in a month. Right. If I see that, it's my responsibility with the community to be like, this guy's full of, you know.
Yeah, that is great. Let's talk about that for our listeners, because that's a really good point. When you become, anybody can become an Amazon seller.
It's correct.
Open to everybody, and everybody has different goals, and you can do it as a side hustle on the 9-to-5. And out of the gate, you're right. You're definitely not making, you know, $100,000 your first month. I mean, maybe some people are because they already have a proven product and a brand, but majority of us are not the first month.
Yeah, exactly. So my point there is that we should be more bold in the way of saying like, you know what, if I see somebody doing this, I should call that out. And there are some people, very, very controversial people in the space that call out and say like, that person is full of crap. Right.
Right.
And that's amazing. And I like that. But there are the majority of us, and I include myself that, and I realized that after this big news happened, because there were so many people that were impacted by this guy that scammed them. Right. And that's where it's like, OK, we have this responsibility of the leaders in the space to talk to those people or make videos to their level to say like, this is a reality. This is the biggest equalizer in our history. Like, you can make a lot of money if you invest the time, you know, and the effort in doing it. But a Lamborghini is not going to happen in the first week.
Correct.
So be realistic. And also, sometimes I honestly don't feel super bad for people that fall into that trap. Because if you're online looking for that next big millionaire thing that you're gonna do that will settle your whole family and generations to come without doing anything, basically just clicking your phone, I mean, there is something wrong with you too, right?
Correct.
So
there's work that has to be done, and it's, yes, a job, and it's hard, and I cried a lot when I was selling and hustling like crazy. I haven't cried yet with my new brand, but I'm sure I will.
Exactly. So my pet peeve will be not keeping it real. That is so frustrating, because I know, being in the unsexy side, I know a lot of people coming from those, you know, big advertisers of like, yeah, just put the brand up and you're going to make millions, coming to me after I have a bunch of problems and I don't know how to fix it. So that's the biggest one. That's the reason why I know, I'm very aware that the biggest role that I have in this industry is not to be a CEO of Online Seller Solutions. It's not necessarily to be a community ambassador for Carbon 6. It's being an educator in the space. So I put content every single day on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Every single day. We're never off, right? So in the hope that people will see it, listen it, and understand that you need to be aware of those issues So nothing is like a surprise. Oh, I didn't know that automation was, you know, crap.
Yes. And that word automation, everybody stay away from it. And if you ever, our listeners, if anybody ever has questions, reach out to Vanessa or I on Instagram and we will give it to you straight because we are real and we want you to be successful, especially all the women, but really any Amazon seller. We have your back, and that's why I love you put out real content. We try to put out real content to let everybody know that the hustle for Amazon is so real and it's so rewarding. And we all really like each other and we have a blast when you're in the community. There are outsiders who are giving Amazon a bad name.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And it's so funny because they are so popular. Like that's the biggest thing. Like I have an Instagram. I still reach the 4K. Like, I don't have even 4,000 followers. But then there's people that in their bio have automation and they have hundreds of thousands. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, that's frustrating. For me, that's I take it as a personal fight. That for me is important. I need to be there for the people to understand that this business is not as easy as they put it out. It is possible, not easy.
It is possible, and that's why I coach, right? Because I was successful, and I want to help other people do it, and it's not easy. And anytime you need a coach to do something, it's not easy, right? Like, fitness is not easy, so some people get coaches. Like, yeah. Business, people get business coaches, like, all different types. It's a real business, and it's hard, and it's very rewarding. Like, I am obsessed, and I love Amazon, but yes, I also get frustrated when people are marketing powerhouses and can suck people in and then they could have a bad experience and then not even get back into Amazon. And I really do think that there's a place for everyone to be selling on Amazon.
Totally.
Like, there's so many, which could totally be another episode too, but there's so many products and opportunities to still sell on Amazon.
You know, talking on that, I was doing some research. Obviously, I was shopping for a holiday season, you know, friends and family. And I was looking for some specific stuff that I wanted. And I wanted it fast. I wanted the Amazon experience. If it's not good, I can return and all the thing. And they were like in three circumstances, I didn't find what I wanted on Amazon.
Well, there we go.
I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how is this not on Amazon yet?
And then you get that feeling. It's like, I'm going to sell that. Yes. I totally get that
totally.
Too.
I get it all the time.
I know, but I have a women's health store right now. And when I saw this golf thing. I'm like, I'm going to sell this golf thing. And I had to like rein myself in. I was like, okay, stop. We're not doing women's health and starting a golf store while I'm coaching. Just kind of like you had to make your decision on selling or going with your agency and Carbon 6. Like, you got to stick to what you're doing.
Yep.
And ride it out. So I'm definitely staying in women's health. I love
good decision.
It. I know. It is super fun. So now that we're talking about starting out on Amazon, what's some advice you'd give to somebody who's just starting out?
That's interesting. Imagine somebody's listening right now. They have a job, they are not fulfilled, and they want to do something else. And they think like, okay, Amazon is a great place to start. I do agree. Start small. And put those expectations, like, check on yourself. Check on your expectations. If your goal is quitting that 9 to 5, say like, okay, this is the plan. And put realistic numbers. Like, don't say like, I'm going to quit next month to my 9 to 5 and that's it. Like, that's not how it is, especially, and you know that, Joey, like, Amazon takes a lot of time to pay you. You have to pay your inventory. There is a cash flow issue. Like, the business is set up for cash flow problems, right? So if you pretend to take out a full salary in your first month, you're wrong. So beginning to write down what are the things that you need, right? What are the things you need? So you need inventory, you need marketing, you need the account, you need
I'm hearing an SOP in here.
Oh yeah, everything in my mind is that way. 1, 2, 3.
What's right? An SOP?
Yeah, an SOP is a standard operating procedure. That's basically, will tell you, listen, SOP is a fancy name. An SOP is a recipe. Like, the ultimate, like, SOP is the recipe that your grandma uses to make a cake. Right? 1, 2, 3, follow these steps and you're going to have an outcome. That's basically an SOP. So if I have the list of the things that I need, the expectations of the times that I need, then I can work towards that. And I understand it's very overwhelming at the beginning because there are so many things to take care of. Okay. But start small. So if you're just starting, if you don't know anything, that's how I started too, selling. I was doing retail arbitrage. I was going to Marshalls and TJ Maxx buying, you know, one of my favorite things to do retail arbitrage was Moleskine notebooks, you know?
Oh, the Moleskine.
The Moleskine. So,
oh, I bet those still sell well.
Amazing. So I was getting them on you know, TJ Maxx for like $7.99, and they were selling for $30, $40 on Amazon. I'm like, this is amazing. So that's how I started as a seller. But okay, granted, I knew already selling. Like, I knew the platform. So if you don't know anything, you could start there and say like, okay, validate this. Like, try it. Understand the platform. Like, understand everything. Before you place your first PO on, you know, a Chinese manufacturer or something like that, which a bunch of products that you don't even know if they're going to sell. So keep it real. Make a list of all the things you need and put deadlines for also that. And the other thing that I will say is that many people are like, oh yeah, I want to, you know, start an Amazon business. So funny. And I don't know if I should say, but last week I was in New Jersey for an event. I did a panel and I sat down while lunch with a lady. She sat next to me and I was asking her like, yeah, what do you do? And she said like, yeah, I've been thinking about doing this business for 10 years. And I was like, so why you don't do it? It's like, oh, but I don't know where to start. Aww. And I'm like, oh, that's frustrating. But at the same time, it's like, you have all these resources. You have something amazing, guys. I'm going to tell you this. This is the biggest trick ever. You have Google and you have YouTube. Like, if you wanted to start a business, you could do that. Go right now.
Some
go
people just like to find it. Talk about starting.
Talk about it. Business. So that's where I like to keep it real. If you're not going to commit to it, just don't. And that's fine. Like, nothing. But don't waste energy dreaming about it. Or that's the other trap. Pain. 3, 4, 7 different courses on how to start and never starting. I hate that when people are like, no, I did that course, but then I'm paying this person and then I'm doing that course. And I'm like, with that money, you could have invested in inventory already and start selling.
Exactly, because they're doing the course, they're watching the videos, they're not taking action. Exactly. And I tell people that all the time. If you invest in yourself, you do it step by step and you take action.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't talk about it. No, but one of my like personal things is if I talk about something and say I'm going to do it, watch out, it's happening. Mm-hmm. And you're that way too. I see that drive in you.
That happened to me. That happened to me with the Utah thing. The first time I went to Utah. No, sorry. The second time I went to Utah, I'm like, I'm moving here. And then at the beginning, I was like, no, that's not.
Was that happen. Summer or winter?
That was spring.
Oh,
I spent the whole year like in Salt Lake City, basically. I went there just as a quick vacation sometimes, 2 weeks, 1 month, like 10 days, this and that, just 6 times this year until I move. And I move in October. So, you know, now I've been in every single season.
So, yeah, you've got the experience. And so you're able to work from anywhere, even with your agency?
Oh, totally. Everybody in my agency's overseas. So I have, and also I'll say, if you want to start and you want to be successful, surround yourself with people that are aligned with your vision and with your mindset. I cannot tell you, like, well, I'm going to say it. If it wasn't for my team right now, I couldn't be here talking to you. Like, I have amazing rock stars in my team and I owe them a lot because they take out a bunch of things out of my plate. And at the same time, we have implemented SOPs, so nothing is an emergency every day. And that's how some people in the entrepreneurship world operate. Everything is an emergency. Everything is a fire. So when you put processes in place, not everything is a fire. And thankfully, you start having people around you that can take on things. it took me a while to learn how to delegate. That was very important. But once you start doing it and start seeing how freeing it is to, you know, have time to think about other things instead of doing the little ones because you want to control everything, that's where you start achieving success.
Right, then you can grow. Yeah, that's really good advice for all levels of Amazon and anybody even starting an agency to do with Amazon is you should learn to do everything and you should be so controlling over all of it. And I guess it's like perfectionist over all of it.
Yeah.
And then figure out what you want to continue doing and what you can be replaced. Because if you're just controlling the whole business.
Correct. Yeah. And that, I'll say that the first part you mentioned of like, you need to learn how to do everything. That is very important. You don't need to be a master of everything, not necessarily. But if you don't know enough to create an SOP and to build or to give clear and strong directions to a team, you are going to fail. And that's something that sometimes I learn the hard way because I don't like marketing at all, but I need to learn and I need to know what is that we need to do to accomplish those goals, because if not, I'm failing as a leader. So yeah, it takes time, but it is possible. It's super possible.
It is. All right, we're about to wrap up here. Is there anything that you want me to ask you or any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, I'm thankful that you invited me to the podcast. Actually, I'm very happy and it's super exciting to see that you're doing this for women, about women, and, you know, having that light in the world, because sometimes one of the biggest things that makes my heart full is when I see other women in the space and I have interactions with them, with, you know, clients or people that I help in the community or stuff, we don't have that representation. So being here, having a podcast, having this conversation is for all the people that will listen, especially for women, to say like, listen, this is possible. I'm an immigrant. Like, I came to this country with nothing. And I build this, and it is possible to have a different lifestyle if you put the effort, if you put the time with e-commerce. So kudos to you, and for everybody that is listening, send this to a friend and send this to the closest women that you have in your life and say, like, this is possible. Even if they don't, and that's something, like, I listen to a lot of entrepreneurship podcasts, and I'm not going to get into finances tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to get into, you know, trading, or I'm not going to get into, I don't know, you know, electrical automobiles or stuff like that. But I like to hear their story because there is always something that I can take and implement in my life. So, yeah, I love it. And that's why we are here, right? To help those people.
Yes, it is. And that is beautiful. And being women, there is room for all of us at the table. Yeah. And I love that you and I are at the table together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming on. I hope to have you back again soon. And until then, stay fearless.
Thank you so much.
If you're looking to get started selling on Amazon, or maybe need some help with your current sales on Amazon, go to fearlesssellers.com. That's a lot of S's in there. Fearlesssellers.com. Use coupon code FEARLESS for 50% off our next event. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.